I think that we did see, you know, in conversations with the Salvation Army, who kind of led the way when doing these drive-through food pantries, which we saw hundreds and hundreds of cars go through. You know, sometimes, you know, people waiting 3 to 4 hours in line to be able to get a box or two of food for their families. And we did those at the Washington County Fairgrounds, which is, you know, just a quick skip from Saratoga County. So we did have people coming from Saratoga County to those. We did one at the Aviation Mall here in Queensbury, and then we did another one up in Warrensburg for our northern neighbors. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things that we saw so far. But then we saw a little bit of lull in what was going on because people, you know, had some extra income with, you know, unemployment and things like that. But where does that leave us now? And that's what we expected to kind of see. We thought that when we hit the fall, that this could, and of course, driving what the pandemic is going to do, are we going to see it rear its ugly head again? So that's the big question. What's going to happen in the fall?
Shelters of Saratoga does a lot of work in partnership with both the county and the city of Saratoga Springs. Shelters of Saratoga had an abrupt exit of its previous executive director, Karen Gregory. What are you expecting? Are you up to the task of working with layers of government, if you need to, in order to get some things done?
Well, I don't see that as being a problem. You know, I'm not fully aware of what happens in the past. And for me, you know, we're not looking backwards. We're looking forward. You know, how can we continue to help the community the best that we can? You know, over the last 2 years, there's been a lot of great things that have happened at SOS. We're not going to be, you know, I know I'm not, and I don't want to lead staff to think about, you know, what has happened in the past. What we want to do is look at the good things that have happened over the past year or two, which there has been many. We want to continue to address the issues of homelessness and hunger in Saratoga County. I know that our county officials and Saratoga city officials, they want what's best for our community too. And there's no reason for me to believe that everybody isn't going to be completely on the same page when we move forward.
And finding a permanent Code Blue location continues to be a goal of Shelters of Saratoga. So have you started doing some of the homework, or have you been briefed on some of those efforts, and what could we expect there?
Now, being that I haven't been able to get in the seat yet, I have been briefed on some of it, but not totally yet. I know that the conversations are happening between the county and SOS, that we do have board members and staff personnel, SOS personnel, that are in those conversations, and they seem to be going just fine. So I think I'm very optimistic about, you know, the goal of, you know, as far as looking at a permanent location, I have not been any part of those conversations yet. I think that's something that we'll address, you know, going forward in the fall. You know, that takes time. We want to make sure we do it right. We want to make sure we do what fits the community the best, what fits the people that we serve the best. And I'm confident that we're going to come to some good results with that.